What a great service it's been so far. Can we thank the children for all of their performance and warming our hearts? That was amazing. Well done. Before we jump into the message, I do want to say we are bursting at the seams a little bit. So I've been asked by the ushers, if you have an open seat next to you that you're saving, or you have a coat on it, if you could just pull your gatherings in. And if you're on the ends and can squeeze in a couple of seats, or raise your hand and tell the ushers, hey, I've got two here or one available, that would be awesome. Thank you so much, working together to make it work here. I also want to thank the amazing staff at the Time Center. Can we give them a round of applause for all of their help throughout the year? They've done amazing. So, when I was younger, my best friend, I had a few, and you can see here on the top left, can you guess which one is me? No, that one's me there. And Samir and Jared and Woojin were some of my best friends. It's my dad up there. He is not the bearded one that will be here later. But basically, Woojin and I, we were very close growing up. And one particular weekend, we were going to a place called the Thousand Islands. Have you heard of this? It's up by the Canadian-U.S. border. I don't even know what's there nowadays. But back when I was a kid, we went and you visit these amazing, you know, pictorial kind of paradise places. And you take pictures and it's touristy and there's castles and all this kind of stuff. And we were there as a family, and I was a little bit bored. Kids, can you relate to that? You ever been in a place with your parents and you're feeling a little bit bored? You're like, okay, you don't have to raise your hands, I get in trouble. And then in the distance, pretty far away, kind of like this castle situation, I was over here and I was looking across the bridge and I saw Woojin. And there was no reason he should be there. This is many miles away from home. But I was sure that I saw my best friend. And so I just very matter-of-factly, as an 8 or 9 year old might say, hey dad, mom, there's Woojin, my best friend. And what do you think they said? Wow, that's so cool, what a coincidence. No, they did not say that. They said, John, obviously it's someone that looks like your friend, we're far away from home, you know, we would have known if their family was planning something, we're close, that's obviously not Woojin. Now, we're walking and talking and moving towards them, and they're also walking and talking and moving towards us. And I just repeated it. No, that's them. And they were still doubting until we were about 50 paces away, and my dad looks at me and goes, that's them. And there are moments in time, and as a kid, you kind of get used to this idea that sometimes adults just don't listen. Wow. You're excited about that idea? It's unfortunate. Too often, the kids are neglected. Now, I know that kids are not always right, and sometimes they're whiny and complainy and do the wrong things. We get more clapping on that. Wow, this is a divided room already, a divided room. But nevertheless, I know we got a hey from one of the kids. Speak up. As we have noticed today, in the church, in this environment, we all have an equal part. We are all here as part of the family. We all have equal voice, and we all need to be heard. So, I was very inspired by a musical that my wife and I got to go see some years ago called School of Rock, based on the movie with Jack Black. Anybody ever heard of that or seen that? Okay. And Nate, I think this monitor is not up, if we can get that going. And basically, you see here a scene at the School of Rock where the kids are at this prep school and they are standing up to talk about what they believe in and what they want to do with their lives, and they're feeling the pressure of the grades and of the parents and of the school. And this teacher, I'm not going to give too much away, but this teacher comes in who's really not supposed to be there and starts basically forming a rock band out of the class. All right, and basically they start learning about agency and about having a voice and about doing things that they feel that they've been dreaming to do. And in one of the songs that they sing, and it really moved me when I first saw this, was a song about listening. And I'm going to show you some of the lyrics of this Andrew Lloyd Webber tune from 2015 in the musical, If Only You Would Listen. And this is kids, and imagine the scene, we don't have video of this, but imagine the scene where parents are on their phone, or guardians, or caregivers, or older siblings are busy with their lives, and the kids are asking, hey, I want to talk, or hey, I have something to share, and they're being ignored. And some of the kids sing, you always talk, talk, talk all the time. You never let me get in a word. I wish I had a dime for every thought I've swallowed unheard. No matter what it is that I do, it's like I just can't seem to get through. I've got so much to say, if only you would listen. I couldn't be more clear, but I promise one day I'll make you hear. This is the plea of children asking to be heard. And one thing that I get so encouraged by the Bible with is that I believe the Bible hears the voice of children. I believe that God wants to know what the children think and what they want to say and what they want to do. And especially in what we call the Old Testament, we see a lot of scriptures about kids in the Bible, whether it's Moses or Miriam or Pharaoh's daughter or Joseph or Samuel or Rebecca or Esther, David, and the list goes on and on. It's actually really interesting because a lot of scholarship and biblical interpretation has ignored the voice of children for many years. And only recently, really in the last decade, have scholars stepped up to talk about and to study the voice of children in the Bible. In fact, we're very honored today because one of the founders of this field of study is here worshiping with us today. That's Dr. Julie Faith Parker, and she's here in the audience. It's called Childist Biblical Interpretation. You know, a third of the ancient population was children. And so while we read the Bible and try to connect with the ancient text, we might not be able to relate to an Israelite coming out of Egypt or the different situations that happened back then. But you know what? We were all children. And some of us in the room are children. Even though we don't want to be called children, we are, and we relate. And you know who else relates? Is Jesus. Jesus can relate. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 13 to 15, it says, "Now after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, 'Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him.'" And probably already you're seeing the similarity between the slide we just saw from the Prince of Egypt and hearing and seeing the Pharaoh calling for the death of the firstborn. And here we see an interesting similarity and pattern in what Herod is doing. In verse 14, it says, "Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night and went to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, 'Out of Egypt, I called my son.'" You know, sometimes as we grow up, we experience being displaced as kids. We move from place to place. We go through challenging times. Things happen in our families that we don't understand. And the message here is that Jesus can relate to that experience. And Jesus wants to remind us all through his experience that God is always with you. And he'll never leave your side. And that he's always watching, and he is someone that wants to listen. Jesus continues to relate because as a 12-year-old, he has another experience. In Luke chapter 2, verse 42 through 51, it says, "When he was 12, they went up to the Passover festival. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But they were unaware of it." Now, kids, don't get ideas. You're like, "Oh, Jesus ran away, and I mean, he's Jesus. He didn't do anything wrong." So, no. We're going to read the whole story, so before you go down that road. Verse 46, "After 3 days, they found him in the temple court, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. His mother said to him, 'Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you.' 'Why were you searching for me?' he asked. 'Didn't you know that I had to be in my father's house?' They did not understand what he was saying to them. And then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them." Kids, did you hear that last part? Jesus was obedient. See, there are times when Jesus can really relate to the feeling of maybe not being heard or not being understood. And that's difficult for children. And this is a lesson for all of us. Whether you're a parent, whether you're a child, whether you don't have kids, whether you've had kids and they're grown and out, we all need to remember the value that we have as family here spiritually in the community to hear one another out, no matter what the age. Jesus can relate. And what I love about what was happening 2,000 years ago in this story is that Jesus is with these probably rabbis, these elders in the community, and he's doing sort of Q&A, and he's parlaying with them, and he's asking questions, and they're answering, and then they're asking him, and he's answering, and they're listening to one another. If only you would listen. We must listen to our children. We have to hear the way that Jesus heard. And Jesus, on especially this day of all, the Sunday before we celebrate Christmas, we should remember his own words in Matthew 19. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." When even his closest followers were preventing children from coming up to him, and of course, in that day and age, 2,000 years ago, children were absolutely neglected in most situations and treated much like property. And Jesus said, "No, we are not going to do what the world does. Let them come to me. Do not hinder them." In fact, we need to be like them in many ways. And we need to imitate that in our fellowship. You know, it's just a short message today because I don't want to keep us from the amazing banquet that's downstairs. And I know if you're like me, you skip breakfast so you can eat a lot today. Just kidding. But I want to leave you with a little video of a reprise of the song that we talked about earlier. And this happens at the end of the musical, and the cast of the musical went to the White House and sang for the Obamas. And I'm going to show you just a little clip of some of that song, because in the reprise of that song, what they're doing now is not pleading with their family members or friends to hear them. They're thanking their teacher for listening. And I think as we end and as we transition into our communion time, where we remember Jesus, his death, and his resurrection, I want us to put Jesus in the place of the teacher of this song and to be able to express our gratitude for him being with us, for him believing in us, for him sacrificing for us, and mostly for how he listens. Let us pray. God, we thank you for raising our voices, for hearing us. God, sometimes we don't know what we're feeling, but we know there's a lot inside Thank you that you understand. Thank you that Jesus can relate. Thank you that in this community right now, today, we can all be heard. That we can believe in one another and raise up each other's arms when we're going through hard times. And that we can sing in celebration knowing that you are with us, no matter what. Father, we remember Jesus right now and what he did 2,000 years ago, the unthinkable, trading his life for ours. Thank you for his sacrifice. Help us remember and rejoice as we take the cup and the bread. We love you and pray this in Jesus' name.